Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 17th of November, hazy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says a passing morning shower, otherwise partly sunny, and warm with increasing cloudiness over the night. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 31, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 24 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, visible on 91%. Today, 17th of November, is also Mother's Darshan Day because in 1973 the mother left her body. And you still have time to go for a darshan in Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Pondicherry until lunchtime. On Saturday, 19th of November at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, Bharat Nivas presents Odyssey Dance Performance by Sangeeta Dash and her students with the title Srishti, the Creation of Sangeeta Dashi. On Sunday, 28th of November, we are invited to a Taiwanese cultural event. They would like to welcome us to their event between 3 to 5 p.m. at Tibetan Pavilion. They will introduce the beauty, nature, spirituality and ecology of Taiwan. There will be also a Taiwanese and Indian seashell project done by Deepanam students, as well Taiwanese coloring activities for the children. It is a fundraising event for the Taiwanese Pavilion, and the account at Financial Service, if you would like to contribute, is to 51209, and it will be followed by Taiwanese refreshment. On Sunday 20th of November is also our triathlon starting from La Piscine at 5:30 a.m. And due to the triathlon schedule this Sunday, the pool will be open to all other swimmers only after the last triathlete finishes his or her laps. That will be probably around 7:30 or 8 a.m. But anyhow, everyone is welcome to come and watch or help at triathlon. And since we are talking about the sports in long distances, also Auroville Marathon is coming up February 12, 2017, so since Tuesday 15th of November you can already register if you plan to participate in this edition of Auroville Marathon. And you should remember that the registration is open from 15th of November until 31st of December 2016, and the manual registration will be open from 1st of December until 31st of December. The individual runners and runners team organizers can collect the registration form from Saracon between 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. during this period. The organization team strives to provide a safe and injury-free run to all participants, so do train well for the run and they wish you all the best. CAT, CAT or Create Auroville Together, a spring this week with city planning, but they already prepared the second session on 22nd of November from 3:30 p.m. onward at Unity Pavilion. And this one is gonna be on economy with presentation of Aurelio, Helena, Jaya, Torquil, Uma and others. And they name it From Where We Are to Where We Can Be. From Auroville Council comes following announcement on sexual harassment, and they are saying that as previously announced, in accordance with the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Act 2013, and with the approval of the Governing Board of the Auroville Foundation, the Working Committee constituted the Auroville Internal Complaints Committee, ICC, which took office on 24th of October 2015. The ICC will deal with issues of sexual harassment as defined in the act that are brought to in its notice, which involve a resident of Auroville, a newcomer, a friend of Auroville, a volunteer in Auroville, a student of Auroville, a guest of Auroville, as well as person employed by or working for an Auroville trust, an Auroville unit, an Auroville service, any other Auroville legal entity or individual residing in Auroville. The Working Committee and the Auroville Council present the policy which will be applicable in such cases. As the policy is mandatory, its raison d'etre cannot be questioned and therefore is considered applicable from its date of application. So they would like to remind the community that sexual harassment might mean any form of unwelcome physical, verbal or non-verbal conduct of sexual nature. However, we will not tolerate any form of sexual harassment. We are all committed to take all steps to ensure a living and work environment free from sexual harassment. At the same time, Oroville will not tolerate people who abuse the law by submitting a false complaint to harm somebody else. So they invite us to go through the policy and give feedback within the next 2 weeks. They will integrate substantial feedback and the policy will be considered approved by 3rd of December 2016. Outreach Media Team, with the help of Crystal and Marco S., have created a catalog on sustainable projects in Oroville and its bioregion. Before moving on with its final editing work, they would like us to report on any inaccuracies or changes, addition, etc. So write to them at outreachmedia@oroville.org. The final edition of the catalog will be available for downloading on Oroville website. Youth Center Christmas Fair is around the corner. It will be on 17th of December, which is exactly in 1 month at Youth Center. As the Christmas Fair is very popular oral tradition, which is always very well attended by all age groups. So on this day, the entire oral community is invited to participate in various activities such as live music, stage performance, thrilling games for children, riders, stalls, foods, and much more. This is a date of celebration and fun which is organized for the community by the Oroville Youth. So to make this year fair as fantastic as possible, they need some help either in kind or in cash. Donation can be put on the Youth Center Christmas Fair account number 0099. For in-kind donation, you can call Babu 809-8736-4895 or Satya on 97-5167-8103. Cinema Bharatnilas Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen A Passage to India, directed by David Lean, made in UK and USA in 1984. At Echo Film Club in Sadano Forest, also tomorrow but at 7 p.m. they will screen Human, Volume 2, made in 2015 and directed by Jan Arthus Bertrand. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Jason Bourne, made in 2016 and was directed by Paul Greengrass. Tomorrow we can see BFG, Big Friendly Giant, also made this year, and it's fantasy adventure drama, directed by Steven Spielberg. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Internet Tech Series, so tonight at 8 p.m. action thriller, crime thriller, Who Am I?, made in Germany 2014. On Saturday, international biography comedy, Florence Foster Jenkins, made in UK in 2016, by director Stephen Frears. As children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. The Secret Garden, made in UK in 1993, directed by Agnieszka Holland. At Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. Woody Allen Film Festival starting. Woody Allen still stands tall in entertainment industry for his ability to express emotions using slapstick humor. Magnificently endowed in the field of creativity, Allen is also a comedian, actor, director, playwright, and a jazz musician who draws most of his inspiration from literature, philosophy, psychology, Judaism, European cinema, and New York City. So this Sunday we will see a comedy, What's New Pussycat, made in France and USA in 1965, and directed by Clive Downer and Woody Allen. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "Personal effort is indispensable. Without it, nothing can be done. When the personal effort is sincere, the help is always there." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.